What is up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's Bear With Us. I am Matt. She is Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
I am amazing. I've been in the best mood today.
You have been extremely chipper.
I don't know why.
I'm not complaining about it right at this particular juncture.
Oh, God.
It's been a lot. It's been a long day. A lot of traveling. All I have wanted, basically, since my alarm went off at 6 o'clock this morning, was to take a nap.
Yes.
I have not yet been afforded that luxury.
That's
properly.
Not true. You napped.
I dozed off. Yeah. That wasn't like a nap. That was like my body just going, okay, here's a small window with which to recharge. I had to recharge my batteries.
You gotta get to go home, recharge your batteries.
But all I need is a nap. But we're gonna get through this. We have a lot to talk about.
We have so much to talk about.
But before we talk about it, I want to explain why I am feeling even worse than usual.
Okay. Well, God, we're in for it, you guys.
This is going to sound like a repeat of the last, two or three episodes we recorded right off the plane, essentially. We've had a few hours in between.
This is our new thing we do. We land and then we record. It's insane.
It's only because of complete necessity, because I've been traveling about the world for the past 2 weeks, basically. This morning, we went to the airport, got on our first flight. We had two short flights, little connection.
Yes.
And I sat down in my seat and I put my headphones on and I had my relaxing cabin in the woods rainforest soundtrack on. That's what I listened to. Did you know that? That's what's in my headset 90% of the time.
So in love.
So
love that.
Are you making fun of me?
Yes.
Why?
Cabin in the Woods. It sounds like a scent you get at Yankee Candle.
Well, Cabin in the Woods is a movie. It's a great horror movie, but it's the soundtrack. It's an album, and it's a cabin in the woods during a rainstorm, and it's very nice.
It sounds nice.
And it keeps me from, like, flying off the handle and being...
Oh, well, more of that then.
Yeah, see? You should be thanking the cabin in the woods. Anyway, I'm exactly where I need to be. I sent you a text one seat back.
Yeah,
which
so
I thought was
cheesy.
Super
you're so
cheesy.
Cute. He's like, I'm taking a nap. I love you.
And I closed my eyes, and I was blissfully drifting into where I needed to be. And this woman felt the need to open her blind. You travel as much as I do. I don't know if everyone travels. No. Very few people travel.
Oh, and you're getting a phone call right now.
It's my daughter. I'm going to have to call her back.
Yeah. Just let her know you'll call her back.
Hi, Len.
Hi.
How was school?
Good.
We're currently recording a podcast. Say hi to everybody on Bear With Us. I'll call you back in a few minutes when we're done. All right, love
you. Bye.
Anyway, what kind of psychopath feels the need to open the blind on a plane at any time of day, let alone first thing in the morning? And it was the one woman. That was it.
Well, here's my thing. I agree with you because, we travel for a living. However, you have to think sometimes maybe it's someone's first time on an airplane.
I know.
Maybe,
you're right.
You know, my first time on an airplane, you better believe I'm opening up the window shade because I'm looking out there to be like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. So you have to be understanding of that.
Oftentimes I try to be, particularly I take into consideration who the person is opening the window. If it is a young person, a child, absolutely. They want to experience the wonder of flight and they want to look out the window. I get that. This woman was in first class. We both saw what she looked like. This wasn't the first time this woman was on a
plane. You're judging.
I am judging.
We shouldn't be judging.
I'm judging.
I'm not.
You? Why? I don't understand. You don't have to take the other side on everything.
I'm not, but I just feel like, trust me, I get annoyed. I was annoyed. I couldn't sleep either.
Right. So a whole cabin full of people cannot sleep because this woman.
Well, the guy next to me put his light on to read a book at 6 a.m. So
light doesn't bother me. The light doesn't do it to me quite the same way. Anyway. That's my public service announcement for the day. If you're flying under any circumstance, particularly at the early morning hours of the day, keep your blind down because otherwise you just suck.
You're such a hater.
And you're probably going to ruin someone's day.
Can we talk about something else?
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. I just wanted to get that off my chest because it's been on my mind
did.
All day.
I'm glad you did, and I'm here for you. I'm here to support
you
however you need
support.
You're
here to mock and ridicule me.
But I just think we should let the woman live her life.
No.
Yes.
I hope that woman had a shitty day.
Babe, you're, that's awful. You shouldn't put that out there. No negative energy.
We I'm not negative. Positive.
You don't want to wish someone a bad day because then that's going to come back on you.
I am 100% positive that I hope that woman had a crappy day.
Okay, you're really annoying me right now. Anyway, it has been a crazy week. You guys have been, oh my gosh, I just want to take a minute right now to thank you all so much. Our listeners, our Bear With Us faithful who have been with us from the beginning, all of your support and everything. We made the big announcement last week that our show is coming out on Monday the 28th, and you guys have just been, oh, I don't even have a word for it. I just love you guys so much. All of your positive feedback, your comments, your everything that you've been sending us, we see all of it. We read all of it. And I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you. I know I'm feeling a little cheesy. I'm just feeling a little sentimental and a little emotional. And I'm so grateful for you guys.
If for some reason you have not yet seen the officially released trailer for Corey and Carmella starring Matt and Leah, that's a little weird Twilight Zone sort of yes. situation. Find it. It's on all of WWE's social platforms. It's on our personal platforms, on our Instagram stories, Twitters. It's all over the place. And if you haven't seen it, check it out. If you've already seen it, watch it again and share it with everybody you know, because here's where the hard part comes in. I am putting the sole responsibility of the success of this show on the Bear With Us listeners.
No, that's a lot of pressure.
I know, that's why I'm doing
it. But
they
can handle it.
I believe they can. Yes. That's why I'm doing it. I don't like to set people up for failure, right. Leah.
We need your help, and we're here because of you guys. So let's help get this thing just f***ing going, you know? Let's just make it as big as it can possibly be. Can we talk about the trailer real quick?
Yeah.
And how ridiculous it is.
Yes. Let's talk.
Oh my gosh.
Let's talk about this trailer that, okay, yeah, go ahead. You.
It's just, if you haven't seen it, or if you have seen it, it is, you guys know us, right? The Bear With Us listeners know us. They know that I joke about putting my finger in your butt. They know that I joke about, like, we joke about sex all the time on this podcast. But I think a lot of our fans outside of this podcast, they don't understand our sense of humor. They don't understand that we bust each other's balls and we give each other shit all the time. And that's what our whole trailer is. It's every single sexual innuendo, sexual joke, anything that we've said in the last few years is on this trailer, and it is over the top.
And we talked about how it was important to us to be authentic in this show, and it definitely maintains that. You cannot judge the show by a one-minute teaser trailer, which is literally designed to generate interest, to get people talking, to get people buzzing. And trust me, buzz they have, because I've barely been able to look at my Twitter lately because it's just been, it's like 50-50.
Yeah.
Every one comment that's like, oh, can't wait for this. Super excited. They're like, oh my God, we hope you fail. Why would anyone want to watch you? It's like, well, you know what? You didn't ask for it, so don't consume it.
Right.
Or even better.
We're not making you
watch it.
Even
better, watch it so you can hate on it.
Yes.
Because guess what? As long as the numbers move,
we're good.
We're winning.
It's all good, baby, baby.
But yeah, I think it was super important to us to keep the authenticity. But worry not. It is not this like sex-driven, crazy reality show. It's just they took an aspect of what we have shot and they kind of made a theme for the trailer. Right. And it was the sexy parts. And there are lots of them in the show. Yes. And we do. We joke about it. If you listen to this podcast, you know how open and honest we are and how much fun we have with one another. That happens when we're not recording.
Right.
That happens when we're walking around our house
and
at
that's just
any
us.
Moment of the day.
And we just wanted to be us. And we don't think, you know, there's anything out there right now as far as the line of work that we're in where it's just authentic and real and raw and not so, like, perfect all the time, you know? There's drama and it's not created drama. It's just us living our lives and we're going house hunting and my dad's part of it and, you know, the kids are in it and it's just very, it's us and it's real. And there's so many different parts. It's not just a sexy show. It's not just a family show. It's not just a work show. It's all of it.
Because the goal is to be multifaceted human beings, right? I mean, everyone in entertainment or that achieves some sort of celebrity are known for something, but there's generally a lot more to everyone.
Of course.
And we have made it our mission on this podcast to normalize discussion about issues that couples have. Sometimes they're sexual. Sometimes they're emotional. But everybody has them. And here we are saying, hey, we're WWE celebrities to whatever extent or whatever, however you want to look at it. I love that I'm trying to explain something and you're taking pot shots at
me. No, I know. It just sounds weird to say that. I know
but
what
you understand what I'm saying. Yes. Yes, we have glamorous jobs. Yes, we get to travel around the world and we're in the public eye. But we're just normal people. We go home and I look forward to hanging out with my kids and we sit around and do lazy things. And there are so many different aspects of our life that you'll see in the show, not just the sex. But I mean, let's be honest. The sex is funny.
Sure. The sex is funny.
The jokes in the trailer.
The jokes, yeah. I mean, our sex isn't funny. Our sex is great.
Yeah, I didn't disagree with that.
Right. I'm just making sure you weren't talking about our sex.
I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point. I've been in every time zone on Earth in the last 5 days. My body does not know. We're laying in bed last night in the hotel, and you're like, all right, baby, I'm going to bed. You rolled over and slipped away, like, instantly. And I was up for like 2 more hours because my body doesn't know where it's at right now.
Yeah, well, that's the joys of jet lag.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a real thing.
It really
is. The struggle is real. Speaking of jet lag, anybody who follows me on Twitter may have been privy to a real situation I created for myself due to some jet lag when I was still in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia the other night. had some downtime, was hanging out in my hotel room where I was watching various Netflix shows, and for some reason there's this channel in Saudi that just shows awesome American movies in English all the time. I watched The Dark Knight Rises. I watched Scream 4, but I was watching something on my iPad, and the only person I had corresponded with at any point during the day was you, was Leah, and we texted back and forth despite the time difference. I think you were out and about doing your business. Yeah. I was getting ready for bed.
I was getting a massage. Okay. That's what happens when I got out from my massage. I got that text.
There you go. So you're living your best life. Yes. You're getting a massage. I send a text that I send you every day, basically, that we're not together. It was just a very, hey, good night, baby. Miss you. Love you. Very.
Wish you were here with me.
Yeah, innocuous, but probably overly lovey-dovey.
Yes, especially because we hadn't seen each other.
Right. And I hit send and promptly realized that the text message did not go to Leah because my boss had texted me several minutes prior and the chat window was open, the text window.
Yeah.
So when I opened it to send the message, it was just already open. I didn't read the previous texts or look at anything.
Rookie mistake.
It was a totally rookie maneuver. Thankfully, it was not too graphic or
it could have been
or
bad.
Suggestive. It could have been very, very awkward.
Imagine if you sent him
a what, baby?
A
imagine.
Dick pic.
Yeah. that could have been catastrophic.
Oh,
but,
my God.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal where I was.
Oh,
so
that's true.
It kept me out of too much trouble.
Right.
But I did what I did. Luckily, there was no backlash. He got just as big of a kick out of it as I did.
Yeah.
But in my embarrassment, my defense mechanism was, all right, I have to tweet about it. I have to make sure everybody and their mother knows about it because it was very weird, and I just wanted to make it as less awkward as possible.
Right, right.
And,
I get that.
I don't know. It was a funny story. It sounded like something that people would get a kick out of.
Well,
so I figured
they did
I would
get
share.
A kick out of it. They Everyone did. Got a kick out of it. I mean, I got a kick out of it. That's for sure.
Little Fred Willard.
You know what else I got a kick out of?
What else did you get a kick out of? You just use your sexy voice.
You know what else I got a kick out of? We have to talk about our Valentine's date.
See, there's so much to get to.
I need to tell everyone about it. All right. Really got a kick out of that.
Well, we've been
teasing
that. Ain't
that a kick in the head?
Was that, what was that? That was Cher singing Dean Martin?
Ain't that a kick in the head? Do you believe in kicks in the head? I can feel someone kicking my head. I really don't think they're kicking hard enough. No. Okay, I don't know. You have no idea how psychotic I've been today.
This is mild. I have been dealing with this since 6 a.m.
I know. Right out of the bat, I was just...
We hadn't even left the hotel this morning. No. And 99% of the time we check out in the morning, we don't even speak to one another.
We just
it's
get
like,
in the car,
hey,
get to
you ready
the
to go?
Yeah.
Nose to the grindstone. walk like zombies through security. Yeah. But no, we hadn't even made it out of the hotel room yet. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm in for it today.
It's going to be a day.
And it has been.
It's been a day. It's been a day. It's been a day. Now, let's talk about the Valentine's
Day. Okay, great. We'll talk about whatever you
Valentine's
want,
baby. Valentine's Day. So I wasn't sure what to expect. If you've been listening the last few weeks, you know that Matt has had something planned. And he has had this plan for a while, and I had no idea what it was. Of course, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. I'm investigating, asking questions.
Let's just take a minute before you continue any further to allow me to pat myself on the back for surprising you.
Planning, yeah.
And planning. Planning above all.
I'm shocked. Like, shocked. Matt doesn't plan. Everything with him is so last minute. He just got his tux for the wedding, and we're getting married in 40 days.
Not my fault. My wife planned the wedding like 3 weeks after I got engaged. You asked her to marry me.
No, it's been 5 months, not 3 weeks, okay? And it's has it all been we'll get to this part later, okay?
Oh, God.
But let's just say that I was very impressed that he even thought ahead to plan something for Valentine's Day. So, again, we were so jet-lagged, or we were so tired last week, not jet-lagged, but just tired. And we were pushing through, and of course I want to look cute. And he's like, well, you don't need to dress up. And I'm like, oh, well, of course I have to. It's Valentine's Day. Not that that's even relevant to the story. So we get in an Uber and we head downtown Pittsburgh. And we go up, come out to this building, and I'm like, it's something to do with art. I know it has something to do with art. So I was on to it.
Because you looked up in the windows.
And right. And I just saw easels everywhere.
Okay.
And that wasn't the studio that we went to, though. And is that an art building?
I don't know.
It's just a regular building. It's not an art building. But anyway, I had an intuition. I asked you for a painting even before we got there. That's why I wore my painter's hat and my smock.
So me and Luigi marched on into the building.
And we sat down, had a glass of wine. We went into this office, would you call it? A space?
I think you would refer to it as a studio.
A studio. And there were rose petals. Excuse me. Rose petals, wine. Well, we brought our wine, BYOB. Candles everywhere. I'll let you take over because you set up for this.
So I reached out to a dude who is pretty well known here in the greater Pittsburgh area for his artwork. He goes by the name of Cody Sable. You can find him at Cody Sable, S-A-B-O-L, art on Instagram. Check it out. It's amazing what he does. But he's known for speed painting. And I've seen him on various local TV shows.
With his hand, by
with
the
his
way.
Hand. All he finger paints, as yes. He joked during the process. He finger paints at a high rate of speed. But I've seen him on local shows. He's been on the local news.
Yeah,
and
we've seen him on the news,
the Steelers
how
games
him, yeah.
And Penguins games. I mean, so I reached out, and he and his buddy Vinny, who he shares the studio space with, who also is an artist, who made me some amazing custom sneakers last year at some point.
Yeah.
That's their shared space. And back when I went to meet Vinny the first time to pick up my sneakers, he had said, oh, you know, yeah, Cody and I are thinking about this idea in the future where we're going to do like private painting sessions and have wine and kind of a little vibe. And he said that. And I said, well, when you guys start doing that, let me know. And I barely kept in touch in the months since. And I went, Valentine's Day. I wonder if they're doing that thing yet. So I reached out to Vinny, and he connected with Cody, and they had not yet done it. It was still something they were looking to do.
Right.
So I sort of volunteered us to be guinea pigs of sorts, and we got to sit down and watch Cody do what he does best in person.
Oh, my gosh. It was insane. It was so cool. And he does it so quickly. It was maybe 45 minutes.
It
was, you guys, this is unbelievable. I'll post, I took a time lapse of the entire experience on my phone. So I'll put that on our Instagram. And we also have a video that Vinny took of the whole experience as well. We'll put that on our Instagram. We'll tag them so you guys can check them out because it was just so cool. It's unbelievable. And the way that this painting came out, it was insane. And you could see it kind of just come to life before your eyes, the way he was like doing my teeth and everything. It was just wild.
And that's what we neglected to describe was what he actually painted. He painted a portrait of Leah and I.
Of us. We're cute. This painting is so cute. I love it. And it's massive.
It is enormous.
So we need to figure out where we're going to put it.
We still have to decide on that. But
I was thinking you would actually look really cute on top of the couch in my Fort Lauderdale condo. Wouldn't it be perfect on that huge wall?
Yeah, maybe.
And the colors fit like that whole Miami vibe.
How the hell are we going to get that thing to Fort
Lauderdale?
I don't
know. We'll have to ship it.
That's next year's Valentine's present.
Yeah.
And Christmas.
Ship it down there.
To rent a U-Haul to drive. But now it, I think the question on everybody's mind is, were you surprised? Yes. And yes. Despite what you say about knowing it was an art building because you
No, I'm messing around. Of course I was surprised.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
How successful was my foray into Valentine's Day this year?
I think it was great. I do think it was great.
I think you appreciate the effort.
Yes.
Very much. You weren't blown away by the actual...
No, I don't want to discount anything that anyone did. It was incredible.
No. I know.
It was
really
cool. It was something I would have never in a million years ever expected. It was great, but I just didn't have any expectations because I wasn't sure what it would even be. And it was great. I don't know why you don't think that I didn't enjoy it. I didn't know how... I think Mal was expecting me to be like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing I went, like, cry. I don't know, because I feel like all I did was say, this was so amazing, babe. Thank you so much for putting the time and effort. Like, I so appreciate this. That's all I said the entire evening. And then we went to dinner after, and you're like, you didn't like it. Are you sure you liked it? You didn't like it. I'm like, I loved it. I don't know how else to show you that I loved it. I mean, we hadn't slept the night before. Like, I was a little tired, and I've since been saying how incredible it is, and I can't wait to get it home and hang it somewhere. I love it. But I just don't know. That's the thing, that you need a lot of reassurance. And I am just like, I don't know how to give that to you. I don't know how to make sure you understand that I fucking loved it. I was obsessed with it. It was great. And I appreciate it so much.
Okay, cool. I won.
Because last year, it was a whole different vibe, right? We went and had dinner, and then you rented out the lingerie shop. Or rented out, whatever. You planned it so we were the only ones at the lingerie shop, had a great time. It's different. It's like apples and oranges, you know? It was just different. You, this is what you do. I'm psychoanalyzing you right now. The same thing with Christmas Eve this year. You put certain expectations on things and expect them to be exactly the way they were the year before. And then where they don't turn out to be the same, you get disappointed. You have an expectation that it should always be the same level. It's like there's going to be years where things are better, years where things are worse, years where things are the same. It's not always going to be this over-the-top grandiose thing. And that's what it is. You have a certain expectation of where you think things need to be. And if I'm not here on this expectation level, then forget it.
That's valid.
If you can relate, your partner, if they have a certain way of like what they expect, like last year, for example, we host Christmas Eve. And the first year we had Christmas Eve, it was great. And no one really knew what it was going to be because it was just kind of, it was our first time hosting. And then last year, it was incredible. Everyone stayed till like 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock, and everyone just had a great time dancing, laughing, singing. This year, everyone had left the house by midnight. So everyone was like ready to go, ready, like tired, over it. And Matt was just getting ready to go. He's like, no, like it has to be fun.
Because
I don't
drink when I have my kids.
Sure.
So I had to take my kids home.
Of
so
course.
I don't officially get to start my party until like 10 or 11
right,
at night.
Right, which is so understandable. I totally get that. And I think, and like we got into this little mini fight on Christmas Eve because I wanted to go to bed. Everyone was tired. My family was all going to bed. Our friends had all left. And Matt was like partying with his sisters. And he's like, you're going to bed? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bed. I'm f***ing tired. And he was upset with me because not that I did anything wrong or he was mad at me per se, but it was just he had this certain expectation of what the night was going to be based off of last year. And here's the thing. Things are up and down. Things aren't always going to be exactly the same. And I think if we put pressure sometimes on certain situations to be something that we want it to be, but we can't force it. It's just, it is what it is.
You'll get no argument from me.
I don't have the energy to argue, but I honestly, that's
accurate. That makes total sense.
Because I didn't dislike this year at all. I thought it was great, but what's the appropriate reaction? Like, I thanked you a million times.
No, yeah.
So appreciative.
I didn't think you didn't like it. I know that the points for me came that I went over and above, and it wasn't like, hey, okay, I got dinner reservations. We're going to go.
And I so appreciate that. Like, it was really cool that we did something completely different. I mean, I never in a million years would I have thought that that's what we were going to do. And like you said, I always can guess. I always have an idea. I had no idea. And it's something that's just a cool, different experience. And I would highly recommend it to anyone that lives here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, for sure.
You should
sure.
check them out.
Check
and
out, yeah, Cody
it's
Sable
really
Art
cool.
And Vinny is VC2 Art. And he makes custom-made Jordans, and he's a pretty wildly talented guy as well. Great guys. They made our evening very memorable and easy and fun. And they did pretty much all the work. Yeah. It was nice to just
we just
show
sat
up and,
there and drank some wine and chatted. And,
yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So shout out to those guys. Thank you for helping out, helping me score a few points for Valentine's Day.
Love that for us.
And if you're talking about levels of expectation, I have an expectation that at this point in the show, you are going to make a copyrighted sound that can probably get us sued one of these days.
We're on the same page, baby. Me and you.
Yeah.
Same.
I'm running out of gas.
Same wavelength. I know it, and that's okay. I'll pick it up. I'll pick up the slack.
I appreciate it.
Here's the mail that never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail when it comes out. Want to wail. Mail.
Can I be perfectly honest with you? I was a little disappointed that you just went sort of Cher-ish. I was secretly hoping that there would be something that would leave room for me to jump in and be Ja Rule because we were listening to Ashanti on the way here.
Murder, Inc.
And I kind of wanted to growl in a gravelly voice.
Let's hear it.
Nope.
Can you do it?
Maybe. We're not going to find out.
Give the people what they want.
Today's
give
not
them
the day.
Growl. Well, then don't put it out there. Listen. And then not give it. You're such a tease. They have names for people like you in the dictionary.
Wouldn't it be tease?
Yeah. Look up tease in the dictionary, folks. You're going to see Matt's face.
At least I'm a self-aware, delirious traveler.
Oh, man.
Keep filling the mailbag. BearWithUsPod@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, tell a friend. Make sure, if you haven't already, you find the trailer for Corey and Carmella.
Yes,
it drops this coming Monday on WWE's YouTube. Even if you're not a WWE fan, subscribe. You may find that you enjoy more that comes through, you know, through that feed than you even realize.
And you'll see us here in the studio. Every episode is like it's thread throughout the episode of us being in the studio. Our podcast is thread through each episode. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay, you went around the world to get across the street.
I know, I
did.
I sometimes just get tongue tied. Question number one, honey. Hi, Matt and Liam. Congratulations on the announcement, the house, and upcoming wedding. So exciting.
We really hit the Holy Trinity.
I know. What is even happening?
Half a year, and there's like nothing left to look forward to. This is.
So this person is asking how to watch it on YouTube. You just literally go to the WWE YouTube, and it will be there on Monday at noon.
I believe it's noon.
Monday at noon.
Be very, very cognizant that when Leah starts spitting out numbers and facts, they are subject to change because you gave some faulty information last week.
Okay, well, here is the thing. It is definitely Monday at noon.
Yes, it is definitely Monday at noon.
At noon.
Okay. And I believe it's going to be two episodes or two of the 10 parts of the episode, however you wish to look at it. And then I think they will be sporadically sprinkled throughout the week.
Yes.
And,
but you don't have to pay for anything.
Yep, it's all
you don't
free.
Have to have a YouTube account. You can just go to YouTube and watch it. You don't have to have an account.
Yep.
So don't worry about signing up for
just
anything.
Just go to YouTube.com and type in WWE or type in Corey and Carmella, however you need to find it. The trailer will probably pop up right now because it was racking up some numbers yesterday when they released it. So.
Okay, and they go on to say, how do you keep your relationship spicy, exciting, and romantic while both having busy obligations like work, opposite schedules, wedding planning, etc.? Also, how do you guys weigh the options regarding expenses in the wedding category, like the dress, food, venue, photography? How do you prioritize what was worth spending more money on? The photographer I want is crazy expensive, almost the same cost of the venue and food together. So I'm just curious what you guys think is worth splurging on. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, there's a lot to get to. Let's start with the wedding because it's freshest on our minds, and God only knows that that's what you've been dealing with for the last month and a half straight.
Since October, I've been dealing with this.
Okay.
But I'm just going with it. I asked Matt a few questions of his input of what he thinks, but I've just been going. What I've heard is the most important. You definitely want a good photographer because these photos last forever. So you definitely want to have a good photographer. You want to have good music. You want to have a good band. And you want to have plenty of booze. That's what people care about the most. And the food. You don't have to worry about, well, you know what I'm not splurging on? Flowers. I'm getting bouquets for me, my sister, and Matt's two daughters. They're all going to get a boutonniere, the boys in the wedding, and corsages for our moms and grandmothers. That's
great.
It. Everything else, we're going to get flowers for the arch behind us where we're going to get married. Other than that, no flowers. My sister and her boyfriend are going to go to either Trader Joe's or a wedding or a flower warehouse in Miami, and pick up flowers the day of the wedding and just kind of sprinkle them throughout. I'm not spending my money on flowers. It is insane. The quote that I got originally was insane. And these bouquets were huge. I'm like, why do I want this big bouquet when I'm just going to be holding this little thing in front of me? It's like the bouquet is going to hide my entire dress. Like, I don't want to do that. So I don't think it's worth splurging on flowers. I don't think it's worth splurging on centerpieces. I'm getting my centerpieces off of Amazon. I'm building them myself. You don't need to worry about that. But I will say photographer, music, food, and alcohol. Those are the expensive things. Dress, don't spend a ton of money on your dress. You're never going to wear it again. You want to love your dress, but don't splurge on your dress.
Or
unless
you
really
on your
want
dress,
to.
If that's what you...
But she's asking, what do I think is important, you know? And
everybody's going to be different.
Exactly.
You know, there's some people who are going to say, hey, you know what? We're going to skimp on the food because we want to do this. And it's your day.
Yes.
And then the only two people that should have input on how it goes off is going to be you and your partner.
Right.
And that's what you guys have to live with and remember for the rest of your lives together.
Yeah.
Everybody else goes to a million weddings in their life.
Yeah.
You go and you've been to one, you've been to most. To this day, of all the weddings I've been to and been in, there are like three that actually stand out where I go, okay, that one was awesome, that one was awesome, that one was awesome.
Yeah.
All for completely different reasons.
Right.
So make it what you guys want. Make it your vision. It's your day and spend it where you feel appropriate. But I completely agree with the photographer.
And don't cheap out on certain things. There were certain things I was starting to cheap out on. I'm like, oh, I don't need to do this. I don't need to. It's like, wait a minute. You only get one wedding. You just want it to be perfect. And it's okay to splurge on certain things as long as it's something that is important to you. You don't want to splurge on everything, but take your time. Don't make last minute decisions. Just really enjoy the process and don't stress out. That's what I'm trying to tell myself. What else did this bitch ask? She asked.
Well, I want to draw attention to that. You did it on your own. I was going to bring it up. You've been using bitch.
I know.
As
I don't
like
know
just
why.
The subject of sentences a lot lately.
I know.
Are you trying to like reclaim that?
No,
just,
I don't know
why.
Like
you said it once in a completely inappropriate manner. You were like, this bitch made the shit out of my French toast at breakfast. And I'm like, why are you, what did she do? She's been sweet.
No, bitch in a good way. Bitch. It's like, oh my gosh, is this bitch serious? She looks so hot. Are you kidding me? This outfit. Yes, bitch. That's what I mean. It's not like this bitch. It's like a term of endearment.
Oh.
So she says, how do you keep your relationship spicy, exciting, and romantic while both having busy obligations like work, opposite schedules, and wedding planning? You got to put in the work. You can't just let it slide. You can't get complacent. You have to put in the work. And I'm not saying that we don't ever get complacent and things just like, okay, it's been a week. Let's just kind of take it easy, focus on ourselves. But you have to put in the work. You have to.
You're not giving her any. That's the biggest non-answer. How do you make things spicy? You got to put the work in. You got to want it. You got to need it.
Let me tell you what I did this week. Full disclosure, our Valentine's date, you know, you think you're going to be sexy.
Yeah, I was
going to
bring this up,
but
I didn't because I didn't want to get beaten
about
the head
and
neck with a high heel shoe.
So we had our romantic dinner. We had the date with the painting and all that. We got home and I was so tired. We drove all night. Like, we didn't get home until 5 a.m. I was so tired and I was not feeling cute. I was not feeling sexy. I was not in the mood at all. And I tried. We got home. We were like on the couch and I was like, are you going to come over and make out with me?
You offered me sympathy sex because you knew I wasn't in the headspace yet.
Yeah, I knew you weren't. And I was like, well, I want to go to bed soon. Like, can we like get this ball rolling here? And I was like, babe, you're going to come over here and make out with me? And you're like, already? And I'm like, well, I guess not.
I was enjoying the night.
So then I'm sitting on the chair and I'm like falling asleep. And so I'm like, babe, I'm really tired. I need to go to bed. And you're like, it's okay. I understand. So
and then I got up and flew halfway across the earth.
Oh my God, you're so dramatic.
I struck out twice.
Well, it is what it is.
I struck out for the Valentine's Day sex and the going out of town for a long period of time sex. I went
4 days.
For two.
Long
for
period
two.
Of time. It's four
oh
days.
For two.
You're so dramatic. I cannot.
You're overreacting.
4 days.
You're overreacting bad.
So, yeah, we didn't have sex. And then that week, I had 4 full days to myself. And, you know, you just want to go home, kick back and recharge your batteries, according to Prison Mike, and that is exactly what I did. I had me time. And you guys, longtime listeners, know I need my me time. And I hadn't really had any time to myself in a minute. And I was just so enjoying it. I went and got a massage. I went to the mall. I went and worked out every day. I cooked and I ate healthy food. And I went to the grocery store. I just did things for me. I hung out with our pets. And it was so nice. And by the time I saw Matt on Sunday, I was like, let's do it, baby. Let's go. And do it we did. We made up for it. And that's all you can do. You can't beat each other up over the fact that, like, we didn't have sex. Okay, big f-ing deal. Like, it's not a big deal. But I try to go out of my way to make up for that. So I knew, okay, we didn't have sex on Valentine's Day. So
yeah, but I don't think it's, like, I don't think she's necessarily asking about the requirement of just, like, having sex. Like, keeping things spicy is a lot, it's a lot more of a broad discussion than, like, okay, how frequently and how do you guys go about having sex? To me, the spice was kind of what you did the next night when I was working and you sent me a text saying, can't stop thinking about what we did last night. Maybe we can do it again. That's spice because now I have anticipation.
Right.
Now I'm going, all right, I'm going to finish doing this work. I'm going to get back to the hotel. I'm going to get right where I need to be. And I've got something to look forward to. That to me is like the spice.
It was, but had we not had great sex the night before.
Right. It wouldn't have been the same reference.
Right.
But I think the act of you sending me a sexy leading text message in advance, like where it gave me like, oh, wow, okay. This is like, I was then excited to get back to the hotel rather than like, all right, long day. I'm exhausted. I just want to come and chill. And yeah, we'll probably get there at some point. But it was like, oh, okay. She's in the same headspace. Like her to be, I was in work mode at the time, but it kind of gave me like that, oh, that was kind of hot. All right, now it was, I think everything, we had this conversation, we're going to have to do it at greater length in the future, maybe next week, about the importance of anticipation when it comes to dating, romance, sex. Everything is kind of foreplay in one way or another.
Totally.
And I think you can apply that to any aspect of your relationship that's on the more on the intimate side or the romantic side. Yeah. Anticipation's so big.
That's
the spice to me. It's not just like, okay, it's Tuesdays. Tuesdays we do it this way, and Wednesdays we do it the backwards way. Or it's not.
I get that, but I also think that that stuff works, and it works for certain appointment sex.
I just invented a sex position.
Backwards
way.
Like, what is that? Reverse cowgirl? Like
that is what I was envisioning
way?
In my head, and my brain
you
is
mean
just
doggy. I don't get it.
My brain is not keeping up with my tongue today. It's not a good situation.
Well, I hope I can keep up. You know what I mean.
We're gonna work on our backwards style,
but you know. Different things work for different couples. If you are a type of couple, you're like, okay, Tuesday nights, we do this. Like, that's okay. If we talked about it a while ago.
Yeah, sometimes you need to.
And you know, like, no matter what, Tuesday nights, we get after it. And that's our thing. And that's what we're going to do. You know, like, that's your thing to look forward to. And
sure, but that's also the anticipation. Because then now if Tuesday night is date night, now you have something to look forward to. And things may get tedious during the week and you might be exhausted, but you know you have that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
So I think there's a million different ways to keep it spicy. I think the importance is just keeping it, putting in the work or whatever you said, doing the work. You do need to make an effort.
I agree. Got time for one more?
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm running on autopilot right now, so I can no longer be held responsible for anything that comes out of my mouth.
The backwards way.
The backwards way.
You want to do it the backwards way tonight or what? Question number two, honey. Hey, Matt and Leah, I love the podcast and I'm also... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me try that again. Hey, Matt and Leah, I love the podcast and also congrats on the new show. You guys are just the best. I love that you are all so supportive. My name is Bleep. I'm 26 and I'm in the process of re-entering the dating scene after being in a relationship for a couple of years. One of the reasons that I believe it didn't work out was because I didn't make enough time for her when it came to the bedroom. The problem is that I'm a little insecure regarding my joystick, if you will. Do you guys have any advice on how I can overcome these insecurities so that they don't pop up in the future? Hey, see what you did there. Let's go with you first. You're the dude. Let's hear what you have to say.
All right.
When it comes insecurities, when it comes to the joystick.
I don't think we can make that any more obvious as to what he is referring. And if you are listening to this and haven't figured that out, you probably shouldn't be listening to this. However, listen, I would imagine this is an issue that many men deal with. It's not uncommon. Every dude, I think, has a level of insecurity, much like every human being has a level of insecurity about their bodies and what it is.
Can I just go ahead and say this? All wieners are gross. They're not cute.
You've been lying to me for 2 years.
No, but I'm just saying, I don't think that anyone thinks that like wieners are cute or nice looking. They're all weird. Like women in general, like any of my friends or any in the locker room, people are like, ew, yeah, wieners are gross. Like they're not cute. So let me just go ahead and say that. So it doesn't even matter what it looks like, because I don't think girls are going to think it's cute.
So what we've established in the last several minutes is that Leah thinks penises are disgusting.
Well, I like yours.
Oh, but mine's okay.
I mean, I think everyone knows how obsessed I am with yours. Yours is very aesthetically pleasing. But I'm just saying, in general, they're just not attractive. Like, wieners are...
You've totally derailed me. I actually had advice for this gentleman, and now
I just wanted to say, like, I don't think that any guy.
I don't think he's worried
pressure.
That he's got an ugly dick.
Okay, then what is he worried about? It's
maybe
the size,
perhaps, or maybe he doesn't know how to use it. There's a whole litany of insecurities he could be suffering from.
That's what I mean. I just
don't
to
worry,
put
dude.
It out
it's
there.
Okay that your wiener's ugly. that was Leah's advice. I'm gonna try to put the train back on the tracks. And it's totally normal to be insecure about any number of things. Everybody's insecure about something. I'm insecure about certain things. Leah's got her insecurities about various things.
Dark circles under my eyes.
I wasn't going to point it out. But the important thing to realize is, dude, if that is your problem, and you may be surprised. You may be thinking like, oh, I've got the world's smallest dick. And it's probably not true. So you might have like this thing in your head.
Yeah.
Maybe you do. It doesn't mean you can't be good at the important part of things. There's no shame in bringing different toys into the picture or trying different
positions,
situations.
Like maybe try it backwards or something.
Try backwards style. but whatever it is, that should never be an excuse to not want to try to please your partner.
Yeah.
And there are certainly ways around it. And if you have a conversation, or it may not even be an issue. That's the first thing I want to just keep going back to. It may be all in your head.
Yes.
You may be God's gift for all anybody knows. But that's irrelevant, because you just need to be open to making your partner happy and satisfying their needs, however that may be. We talk about the importance of that on go to an adult bookstore or sex shop or whatever together. Go together. They have toys and they have like things that you can put on top of things and extenders and there's all kind of different apparatus to help you get through this issue. Or maybe you don't need any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you've got like some sort of secret weapon and you can do things with your tongue that nobody's ever experienced before. Don't sell yourself short. Worry about the problem after you get to it and realize that it's a problem.
And I think if you are with the right person, it's not going to be a problem. You know, no one who loves you for who you are and thinks you're super cool and badass is going to be like, oh, but his dick. You know, people aren't going to think that. And I think it's not about what you're working with. It's about how you use it.
Not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean.
Exactly.
And you'd be like, oh, that's just something dudes with small dicks say.
No, I agree with you on this. I think that it's probably all in your head and you just need to like build up your confidence a little bit and know that you're a badass dude, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, about what's happening.
Make sure there's a problem before you try to address the problem.
Yes.
It could very well be, and I'd be willing to bet that the majority of the problem is in your head. If not, if maybe you got, you know, shortchanged, then hey, there's ways around it. Just be honest. This is a perfect example of when honesty in a relationship is of the utmost importance. When you can say, hey, listen, I'm not really feeling, and maybe your partner's saying, oh, well, no, it's great. It's perfect. Talk about it. Maybe it is perfect for your partner and not, you know, it's all, I'm losing course here. I'm losing
steam. Yeah, no, I agree with you. What I think is important is confidence. If fake it till you make it. Don't be insecure. Don't show that you're insecure. I think if you're feeling like, no, I'm feeling myself, I'm confident, I love who I am, that's going to radiate to her. You know what I mean? That's going to come off to her that you're confident. Because if you come off like a little meek and shy and you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't think girls really like that in the bedroom. They want you to be like, no, I love who I am. Own your shit. don't worry about it. Fake it till you make it. And then you're going to see that, okay, this confidence is really coming off across to her. She's loving it. Great. You know, just fake it till you make it. That's what I'm all about.
There you go. Just make sure she's not faking it, because then you got problems on your hands.
And if she is faking it, just maybe try backwards style and she'll really enjoy that.
I may have just
that.
Saved your life. I would love to continue this little conversation, babe, but I am completely out of gas.
I know, we're good.
You're talking and I'm like, I can't focus.
I think you should go home and sleep and I can watch my shows.
I honest to God think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Hell
I'm going to
yeah.
stuff my face, I'm going to climb in bed, and I'm going to sleep for about 14 hours.
Well, good, that's what you need.
We've got a busy week. We've got to do media appearances to promote this here show. We've
sure
got
you.
To do birthday things.
Yes, it's Matt's birthday on Thursday. Well, when you guys are listening to this, it'll be his birthday. So make sure you tweet him, message him. Don't slide into his DMs because I'll
Send
cut a bitch.
News. N-O-O-D-Z.
No, but it's his birthday. So we'll be celebrating. And yeah, we have, it's just crazy everything that's going on right now. But we owe it all to you guys. And I'm so grateful. I said it earlier and I'll say it again. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. Without you guys, we would not be here. So thank you so much for all of your support. Please continue to subscribe and like and comment and share and whatever you can do. And we're all in this together.
And I want to apologize for the past couple of weeks being a little haphazard and scatterbrained because we have both been just traveling like insane people. And
I'm not apologizing for
well, that's
I am what I am.
This is welcome.
That's
to
that's it.
Welcome to my life.
Gangsta.
Chitty chitty bang bang, bitch. I can't believe we made it this deep.
Both on the same page. I love when we do that.
I thought we were coming out of the gates and that was going to be fired, but no, we made it to the very end.
We did.
But yeah, we're going to get back on track. Hopefully we can stack another recording this week so
yes.
I can actually come and sit down in this studio with a functional brain and maybe some caffeine and energy in my body, because right now, I'm out of gas.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today on this here podcast.
Make sure you subscribe, WWE on YouTube. Follow us, Bear With Us Pod. Send us emails, bearwithuspod@gmail.com.
Yes, you guys have been filling that mailbag.
Yeah,
thank
the mailbag
you.
Has been awesome. And
it's
we
exploded.
Apologize if we haven't gotten to your question. Maybe resend it so it's fresh.
Yes.
It's hard to keep up with, which is an awesome problem we love to have, but we love giving you guys advice that we have no business giving you.
Yeah, like wieners are ugly.
That's
You're
not
welcome.
An advice. That's a statement.
It's my opinion.
It's an observation.
I love you.
I love you too. Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.
Done.